USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago public school students are missing a 10th day of classes today as teachers are mulling over a latest contract offer from the city. Union leaders do say they believe there is a chance a tentative deal could be reached by the end of today. A huge change when it comes to college sports. The NCAA changing its mind about players getting endorsement money.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements.
But do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
A number of other states were following California's lead.
Reporter Wendy King, 3 people killed, 9 others in a hospital after a shooting south of Los Angeles hours ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council says he tried to edit the White House transcript of President Trump's phone call with the leader of Ukraine. The New York Times reports Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman testified for several hours yesterday in the House impeachment inquiry against the president and claimed that he tried to add details that were left out of the document but failed. The details included, according to Vindman, Trump mentioning potential recordings of Joe Biden talking about Ukraine, and Ukraine's leader mentioning an energy company that had hired Biden's son. Oklahoma's new permitless carry gun law takes effect this week. Oklahoma residents 21 and older and military members 18 and older will be allowed to carry a firearm without a permit or training. Private businesses can also restrict or block guns from being brought into their premises. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A former Trump campaign advisor who pleaded guilty to lying to investigators is now running for Congress. George Papadopoulos filing papers to run as a Republican for California's 25th district following Congressman Katie Hill's resignation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. forces will repel any attempt to take Syria's oil fields with, in his words, overwhelming force. That includes Russian, Syrian, or any remnants of ISIS. Here's more from John Clemens.
Secretary Mark Esper declared U.S. forces will remain positioned in this strategic area to deny ISIS access to those vital resources and will respond with overwhelming military force against any group that threatens the safety of our forces there. Esper's comments echoed the resolve of President Trump in a speech in Chicago regarding the Syrian oil fields.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Profits from the Syrian oil fields provided the bulk of the funding for the Islamic terror group ISIS.
And comedic actor John Witherspoon has died, the Detroit native best known for the role of Pops in the Friday movies with Ice Cube. His first movie role was in the 1980 Neil Diamond film The Jazz Singer. Witherspoon was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.